Hello, everyone. Mark Gabberti for Breakthrough Success. And I'm definitely looking forward to this episode because we do talk about copywriting. We have an awesome guest who's going to come on and share with us a lot on that because copywriting is one of those really important skills that allows you to make more money, allows you to make your sales pages look nicer, allows you to better communicate with potential clients. Copywriting is such an important skill, which we're going to talk about in this episode. And I'm not sure if you guys heard, but I recently came out with my latest book, YouTube Decoded, and I was actually at the New Media Summit with this book. We came in there with around 100 copies. We left with like 4 or 6 copies left. So the book did really well. You could also grab your copy on Amazon. The Kindle edition is just $3.99 to be a little more precise. So definitely less than a cup of coffee, and you figure out how to decode YouTube so you're able to grow your YouTube traffic. You're able to make money from your content. I also offer coaching around this. So if you want to get a lot of really great insights for just $2.99, definitely get your copy on Amazon. And there are also worksheets at the end of that book to help you take action as well. Anyway, let's jump right into this episode where we talk about copywriting. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Gabberti, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And one topic that you see it everywhere, but maybe you don't know the name of it, or you see it, but you don't fully know how to do it, is copywriting. And copywriting, if you've ever read an email, if you've ever read a sales page and you bought something, that was copywriting in action. And copywriting is the secret to creating these training courses that make sales and being able to sub out the one-to-one coaching stuff and being able to embrace training courses instead. So in this episode, you'll learn how can you become a better copywriter, what it even is, and what this means for your sales. So the guest who joins us today, she is a former prosecutor and business lawyer turned copywriter and launch strategist. She helps business owners, coaches, consultants, and creatives make money with words and launch their signature online course into the world so they can move past the one-to-one service model and create the impact and freedom they crave. Our guest for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Jackie Jubb. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. It's such a pleasure to be here. Look forward to chatting.
I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I'm definitely looking forward to diving into this interview. Copywriting is such an important topic. I feel like people think about marketing, like social networks, stuff like that. The copywriting is the thing people can skip over, and it's a big mistake to do that. So I wonder if you could share a little bit on what copywriting is and how you got into that, just really briefly.
Yeah, cool. It's funny you say that thing about copywriting, that people skip over it. It's so true. And because I am a lawyer turned copywriter, people often say to me, is copywriting like something to do with IP or law? Or, you know, they kind of just kind of misconceive what the term is. But copywriting is so important in the world of marketing and online business. And, you know, it's basically using persuasive words to compel your audience to take a particular action. And usually that's to work with you, to buy from you. So, you know, it's just using the power of words to win hearts and open wallets is kind of another way I talk about it. So, you know, and I think with online business owners, they usually start an online business. They're amazing. They're experts at what they do. Either they have an amazing product or an amazing service. But often they really hit a block when it comes to words and finding the right words to describe, to articulate the value of what they do to their dream customer. But also to kind of, you know, take them on a bit of an amazing customer journey and experience. And that's what amazing copywriting is all about too, like getting that messaging right and drawing people into your vortex and then and keeping them and making them want to hang out with you for a while and then buy from you. So that's why I love it so much.
Yeah, copywriting, it is that. I mean, when people think about when you buy a product and you're never buying the product entirely because of what's in it. Like you watch like training course, we'll use that as an example because we're going to talk about that. Like you buy a training course because of what it says on the sales page. Sure, people want to think they buy because of what's actually in the training course. Like, ooh, this is a great training course. But it's that sales page that actually gets people to buy. That's copywriting. And that's why it's going to be such a great conversation. I'm wondering, though, how we could get better at not skipping over the copywriting, because one of the things I see content creators say is, I created the content, I did the course, I did the video, whatever it is, like, good for me, I did it, I did the hard part. Yes, there's nothing else I need to do. So how can we get into that mentality where we do spend the time to actually create the good copy?
Yeah, I think, do you know what? I think it's actually, it's the point at which you start. I think people get that really wrong. Like they'll create an amazing product or program, and then suddenly they've got this program, but they've got no idea how to sell it, and they haven't really tapped into who they're selling it to. So you've kind of got to reverse engineer that. You have to start thinking about your target audience and what they dream about and what their aspirations are and what they're sitting up at 2 a.m., you know, scrolling through their iPhone and Googling and worrying about in the middle of the night. Like, I really don't think enough people spend time about thinking about what their audience wants before they even create the full program or roll out the content for their program, and also how they're going to actually sell it, how they're going to create some buzz and engagement and kind of get people into their community and their world, so that when they're ready to launch the program, they have this really amazing, willing, engaged audience pool of prospects ready to buy. So I feel as though course creators start with the actual content itself, without thinking about first about, you know, how to, you know, develop the right pool of audience waiting to buy their product or their program, which is about, you know, having an engaged email list, which is about, you know, being present on social channels, which is about having your messaging really clear and showing up and giving them teasers of what you want to teach and what you want to, help them with along the way before you've even created the program. I think that's really important. That sort of, I heard a great phrase the other day that said, people don't buy products and services, they buy better versions of themselves. And you need to think of, like, tap into that before you've even created your course. Think about what you're offering them. Think about what kind of transformation, not just information, you're going to provide your customer. And that's always the great starting point for copy, amazing copy, and selling your program online.
And I love that idea of just taking some time to plan and do stuff in advance before you go really deep into the creation process, because as Jackie mentions, like, you have to have an audience, and when you have that audience and you're engaging with that audience, you better understand what they want. One of the things that I do is I look to see which of my YouTube videos, podcast episodes get the most engagement, and then I create more content around those topics, mm-hmm. whether it be YouTube podcast episodes or training courses, because people like a certain topic. So I do pay attention to what my audience wants, and that transformation, that's what people care about. So if you're able to emphasize that in your copy, that's going to pay great dividends and allow you to get more sales. One of the things that I do want to also ask is, how can we then shift from, like, some people do coaching. Like, right now I do coaching. I also like to do coaching because I see the impact I have on people when they're doing their podcast. So I like the impact part. But you can also have a big impact with training courses. So for people who are interested in getting more of their time back, how can we shift from this one-on-one kind of a relationship to training courses, very scalable?
Yeah, awesome. So I think the starting point is really creating some space in your diary and your life to create some content, because a lot of the blocks that my clients get when they're going from one-on-one, you know, they've hit an income cap, they're providing one-on-one services, they're really busy, but the business maybe isn't producing the kind of income they want or impact. But they're not creating space in their diary to be really focusing on content creation and working out what they want to teach, what they want to help, who they want to serve, and how they want to do it. So mapping out some, you know, clearing some time in your diary sounds really simple, but it's super important if you're ever going to make the shift from filling up your entire week with one-on-one work and moving into actually creating a program for, you know, a number of people who need your help. And the second thing I think is just really starting out small, starting out with that kind of, you know, we're all aware of the minimum viable product, you know, concept, but it's true. If you just start with some teaser videos or short form content, if you just start with a small offering, you know, share that with your email list or your community, start to get some engagement around some, you know, valuable free resources, play around with some opt-ins, create some lead magnets, and test out what content they really want from you. start there, and that's a really good way to gauge whether or not, you know, there's going to be an appetite for your, you know, your signature course or your mastermind or the one thing that you feel really drawn to teach and create. So those two things I think are really important when you're starting out, before you've even rolled out an entire program, because the last thing you want to do is create a 12-week, you know, epic program and no one wants to buy it, you know. So that kind of testing out phase and validation of your offer is really important in the early stages if you're going to scale later on.
Coming up, you're going to learn some of the habits that have really guided Jackie and allowed her to achieve her success. But before we go into that, I want to tell you about a really great habit, which is to learn as much as you can. And one of the best places to learn as much as you can is Skillshare. Skillshare is where I put a ton of my training courses. There are over 25,000 classes to choose from, and you can get 2 free months of unlimited access to all of these classes. All you have to do is go to skillshare.com/breakthrough, and after those 2 months are up, it is still really inexpensive to have access to all these trainings. So instead of feeling like you have to buy like a $2,000 training course, your answer may be in Skillshare. Whether you want to figure out, how do I optimize Facebook ads? How do I get more coaching clients? How do I launch, grow, monetize a podcast? So there's plenty of different things you can find at Skillshare. Get 2 free months over at skillshare.com/breakthrough. All right, let's jump right back into the episode. Yeah, that's a really great point, because I know people who, they think I have to create the product first and then I have to sell it. And the issue with that is you spent the whole year creating a product and then you don't know how to market it, because this is your first product you're marketing, or this is something very different from what audience wants. It would be me coming out like a dividend course or something. Like, I know about that topic. It's not a topic we cover at all on Breakthrough Success. You know, you spend all this time creating something and then you don't get sales, or you get very little sales, and you get discouraged. You think the system's not viable anymore, but it's just, you have to, as Jackie mentions, have that minimal viable product, have that proof that your audience wants this, and then you can go a lot deeper into creating an all-out training course and offering that to your audience. I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits you've developed along your journey that you'd say have been essential for your success.
I think probably, and it's only been more recently in the last couple of years, but for me, I'm a working mother of 3 young children. So things didn't really start to ramp up or kind of take off in a way until I learned the power of outsourcing. So, you know, how we, obviously at the beginning we all start, we're wearing a million different hats and, you know, we're creating all the content and we're the admin and we're the, you know, the marketer, the salesperson, the copywriter, we're doing all the things. And I did that for quite some time before I realized I was just going to burn out and give up on business if I didn't start, you know, enlisting the help of people to do things that either I hated to do or I was really, really bad at, and to free up my time to do the things that I wanted to do, like sales, marketing, content creation, and helping clients. So the power of delegation and outsourcing, you know, even if you're a control freak, is probably the one thing that has been instrumental for me as a busy mum in just doing the tasks, like staying in my genius zone and doing the things that I really want to do. The second thing is having mentors and coaches. I feel like it's really hard to get to the next level if you're not, you know, if you're not sort of the dumbest person in the room, as they say. It's, you know, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, who are where you want to be. Ask some questions. There are no silly questions. Just kind of put yourself out there and learn from people who you respect and admire. And that's also been a real game changer for me. And I guess just time management would be my third tip. You know, really having a think about how you spend your day and not diving into reaction mode, you know, in the morning like I used to do, checking my emails at 6 a.m. and, you know, letting other people dictate your day. I feel as though you can only really get scale your business and create awesome programs when you're in that proactive, innovative creation mode. And that only happens when you switch off for a bit and don't let other people kind of dictate how your day pans out. So yeah, those are my 3 tips.
Yeah, those are some really great habits. The delegation part, you can only do so much on your own. And then delegating allows you to open up to new opportunities and spending time with the people you care about, like your children, like family, being able to spend more time with them. And also the mentors, that's really important. Also, like, I've definitely invested thousands of dollars into coaching, into training courses. So there's a lot of value in having those mentors. And for people who want to learn more about you and follow your work, where are some good places we can go?
Okay, so you can go to my website, which is jacquijubb.com, JACQUIJUBB.com. You can sign up to hear more from me. There's a little guide there about how to supercharge your sales with the power of words, book more business with words. And and I also have a Facebook group called The Incomparable Entrepreneur. So there's some copywriting and writing tips in there about how to create a brand that's incomparable in the marketplace. So you can play in the space where no one else matters.
Jacqui, thank you so much for sharing those resources and all of your great insights. We'll throw markbirdie.com/strategy in there for anyone who wants to schedule a call, see how we can help you with your podcast, YouTube channel, or just content in general. Once again, Jacqui, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was great to have you.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you once again for coming on Breakthrough Success. And thank you for tuning into this episode. I greatly appreciate you coming on. What we're going to talk about in the next episode is if you want to figure out how to use LinkedIn to get sales, build meaningful relationships, and find ideal customers, that next episode is for you. In the meantime, if you want a great book to read, I recommend my book, YouTube Decoded, but I also recommend another book called The Consultant's Code. The Consultant's Code has helped experienced consultants, those entering consulting, employees that are responsible for internal consulting within their organizations, and business owners. Using the approaches taught in The Consultant's Code will help you improve your career and relationships, which can result in higher earnings, more gratifying, rewarding, and challenging opportunities. The author, Andy Fry, has been in the consulting industry since 1997. As a CPA and PMP, he has helped numerous companies do their IT and business improvement initiatives. Andy shares his 20-plus years of experience, as well as advice he has gathered from many highly successful professionals and personal mentors, all in his book, The Consultant's Code. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you for taking the time to listen to this episode, and we will see you in the next episode of Breakthrough Success. Until then, what I want you to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.